issue is whether companies not subject currently to CALEA should be required to build lawful intercept capabilities for law enforcement. Now, to be clear, we are not seeking to expand our authority to intercept communications. We are struggling to keep up with changing technology and to maintain our ability to actually collect the communications we are authorized to collect. And if the challenges of real-time data interception threaten to leave us in the dark, encryption threatens to lead us all to a very, very dark place. Here's what I mean by that. Encryption is nothing new, but the challenge to law enforcement and national security officials is markedly worse with recent default encryption settings and encrypted devices and networks, all in the name of increased security and privacy. For example, with Apple's new operating system, the information stored on many iPhones and other Apple devices will be encrypted by default. Shortly after Apple's announcement, Google announced plans to follow suit with its Android operating system. This means that the companies themselves will not be able to unlock phones, laptops, and tablets to reveal photos or documents or email or stored text or recordings in those instruments. Look, both companies are run by good people who care deeply about public safety and national security. I know that. And they're responding to a market demand that they perceive. But the place that this is leading us is one that I suggest we should not go without careful thought and debate as a country. At the outset, the good folks at Apple say something that's reasonable, which is, look, it's not that big a deal, because law enforcement can still get the data from the cloud, because folks are going to back up their devices to the cloud, and the FBI with lawful authority can still access the cloud. But here's the problem with that. Uploading to the cloud doesn't include all of the stored data on the bad guy's phone, first, which has the potential to create a black hole in and of itself. But second, if the bad guys don't back up their phones routinely, or if they opt out of uploading to the cloud, the data will only be found on the encrypted devices themselves. And it's the people most worried about what's on the device who will be most likely to avoid the cloud and to make sure that law enforcement cannot access incriminating data. Encryption just isn't a technical feature. It's part of a marketing strategy, but it will have very serious consequences for law enforcement and national security agencies at all levels. Sophisticated criminals will come to count on these means of evading detection. It's the equivalent of a closet that can't be opened, a safe deposit box that can't be opened, a safe that can't ever be cracked. And my question to facilitate this conversation is, at what cost? Let me try to correct some misimpressions that I think are connected to this. The first is that folks say, good folks say, look, you're still going to have access to metadata, which includes telephone records and location information stored with the telecommunications carriers. And that is absolutely true. But metadata does not provide the content of any communication. It's incomplete information, and even that is difficult to access when time is of the essence. I wish we had time in our work, especially when lives are on the line. We usually don't. There is a misconception that building a lawful intercept solution is all about building a backdoor, one that foreign adversaries or hackers could exploit. That also is not true. We are not seeking a backdoor approach. We want to use the front door with clarity and transparency. We want clear guidance provided by law. We are completely comfortable with court orders and legal process, front doors that provide us the evidence and information we need to investigate crime and prevent attacks.